I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom,
what's up, Wisconsin? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy 4th of July Eve to each and every one of you. We've got a great show for you today. I'm going to be joined by congressional candidate for the 8th District here in Wisconsin, Dr. Kristen Lierley, at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. You're not going to want to miss that. Well, you know, when I was talking to Kristen and Brian about coming on today, we both just sort of said, it's been an overwhelming couple of weeks here. So
overwhelming couple of days.
Yes. I mean, the last four, let's see, it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, plus Friday and Thursday. The last 5 business days have just been absolutely insane. So we're just going to talk about it with Dr. Kristen and see what she has to say. But I do want to share with you all that today we're going to try to start positive and end positive. I think we all need a little to be able to take a breath, wouldn't you say? I think we need a breath today. So I wanted to share with everybody, and Brian, I'm curious what your answer to this is. I'm going to talk about it in a second, but I'm curious, everybody out there, did you go to your high school reunions? Did you go to your college reunions? If so, what did you think? Was it overall a good experience? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I bring this up because I just had lunch with my 3 best friends from high school, and the 4 of us have not been together all in one place basically since we graduated. It was really special, Brian, to sit down. They looked exactly the same. Erica, Esther, and Beth, they looked exactly the same as they did 30 years ago. I don't know if the same can be said of me, but it was really wonderful. Each of them has two wonderful kids, and it was great to check back in. And it really reminded me of how good and well-intentioned and so much so what most of us are, just people of good faith trying to do well by our families and our neighbors and our friends. That's how we go through each and every day, and that we do that together, and that when we get together, that's what stands out to me. That the vast majority of our days, for folks that don't have a job like mine or yours, Brian, they're not in the weeds of politics arguing about it every day. And maybe there's an argument that we should be, and that there should be more dialogue. And certainly that's part of civic media's ethos. But I left that lunch. I was sad to get up and leave, although I'm always happy to talk with each and every one of you. But what struck me was just, these are really good people, and they love and care about their families and their parents and their kids. And that, again, it was a reminder to me that we all really, truly do basically want the same things. And that was such a lovely reminder for me, I think, in the middle of all of what can only be said to be incredibly chaotic period of time. If you want to share any of your experiences at a high school or college reunion, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You're welcome to share. But I also wanted to ask Brian, what do you got planned for the July 4th weekend?
Well, I'm gonna go out to Pewaukee Lake, as one of Amy's family members has a lake house out there, and we always have 4th of July out there. We'll be setting that up tonight, and then it's epic every single year. There's at least 40 people on the lawn and on the lake, and we just drink until the fireworks happen, and then we all go home. And unfortunately, Amy's got to work on Friday, so we're not going to be there too late. But the rest of the weekend, I'm planning on doing as little as possible, because, like you said, the last 5 or 6 days have just been a fire hose of not just information, but sadness, weirdness. We've had to hold some thoughts in our head that are so weird that it is like I'm actually exhausted from thinking about the things that we've been thinking about. So yeah, I'm going to do nothing. Staring at a wall is probably the best thing I can do.
I hear all of that. And how lovely that your family can get together on one of Wisconsin's most beautiful lakes. What are you folks planning for the July 4th weekend? How are you feeling rolling into the weekend? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Hello to you as well, Sherry, in Horicon. I really don't have any specific plans. I'm going to be watching some baseball with some friends. I know that's a big shock to all of you that listen, but I'm going to be watching a lot of Brewers baseball. They are going to be on national TV on Saturday. Going to have some folks over. We're going to be grilling up some typical grill food. So for me, it's basically barbecue, backyards, beer, and baseball. That is the four essential B's for the July 4th holiday weekend. We have Kathy from Madison on the line. Kathy, you want to tell us what your fourth plans are? Did you want to talk about your last high school or college reunion?
Oh, well, let me think now. The last one was in 2011, I guess. No, 21. Oh, it was wonderful to meet up with old high school friends that I hadn't kept in touch with. But yeah, aside from that, I just wanted to say, please, for God's sake and democracy and the Constitution, please support Biden. He's not as out of it as all these people are making out to make. He had one bad night, and that does not make a bad man, which the other man came in bad.
I hear you, Kathy. We're going to talk about that today. I wanted to ease into the topic, but listen, if you all listening want to jump in with both feet, I share the airwaves with you. I'm sort of an open-ended question this afternoon. You want to talk about your high school reunion, your 4th of July plans, or you want to tell me what you think about what's been going on over the last 5 business days? It is all fair game here on the Maggie Dawn Show. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We're actually going to get into a pro-con. We're going to open the dialogue to, you know, should Joe Biden step down? Because I think, again, yesterday I raised some of the questions around campaign finance laws, how the fundraising would work. There are some other technical questions about, you know, what would a ticket look like and how would it legally operate if Joe Biden isn't the nominee coming out of the Democratic National Convention. Charles, you're on the road. Drive safely, sir. But what do you have to say this afternoon?
Yes, so I will celebrate the 4th tomorrow in Birmingham, Alabama. Headed there tomorrow for the Transplant Games of America for support Team Wisconsin.
Oh, that's great. Charles, are you driving or are you flying?
Oh, no, we're flying. I'm not a long-distance driver.
Well, I hear that, my friend. After I lived in New York, I thought to myself, if I never have to drive again, that would be a great thing. Well, Charles, travel safe. Enjoy your time in Alabama. I hope it's not too gosh darn hot down there. A bit of a travel advisory. If you do have travel plans that you have got cooked up for this holiday weekend, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds travelers that over the 4th of July weekend to expect, obviously, slower traffic. There's a lot of construction going on. It is the summer. According to AAA, about 1.4 million people will travel on Wisconsin roads this holiday weekend. Peak travel times are expected to be between the hours of 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. today, July 3rd, and 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Sunday, July 7th. So please, if you're out there driving, Charles, you included, be safe out there. Those are your peak driving times. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation also encourages drivers to know before you go with 511wi.gov or the 511 Wisconsin mobile app. Wisconsin DOT Secretary Craig Thompson said this: Wisconsinites are expected to travel in record numbers for this 4th of July weekend, so we urge drivers to keep their eyes up, off their phones, and their speeds down. Together, we can make a difference on our roads with safe driving behaviors. Buckle up, drive sober, and be courteous to other motorists. These simple steps can help save lives and prevent crashes on Wisconsin roads. So that is my public service announcement for the day from Wisconsin DOT Secretary Craig Thompson. Who does the driving in your family, Brian?
I do. I love long-distance driving.
You do.
When I was a tour manager for the Dolly Rots, it was awesome because I got to drive cross country twice, up and down the entire both coasts. I went from San Diego to Seattle, and we went from New York all the way down to Florida. And in between, I've been to Winnemucca, Nevada twice.
Winnemucca, Nevada. I didn't even know that was an actual place, but but I do now. So thank you, Brian.
We had to go through Winnemucca, and then we had to find a 180-mile roundabout because the road was on fire.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the road was on
fire. Because it was so hot, the road was on fire.
It was in the middle of Nevada, northern Nevada, and the road was on fire, so we had to go 180 miles around it. I didn't know why it was on fire. I just knew that it was.
Wow. I don't have any travel stories like that. I'm very actually thankful to say. We've got a couple texters weighing in here, a couple of folks calling in. I want to know, what are you doing this July 4th? How are you feeling coming into the 4th? And Rosemary is asking, where can we hear Earl's interview of President Biden? I'm going to share that interview with you, tell you a little bit more about it right after these next messages. Very quick break. Not long at all. Don't go anywhere. But we want to hear about your 4th of July plans. I just got to hang out with my three besties from high school. It's high school reunion season. You going to any of those? You enjoying it? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I'm Maggie Dawn. He's Brian Kelly. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, and we're going to be right back. I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away, oh, may the last one burn into flame. Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves. I will remember you. Will you remember me? Don't let your life pass you by. Yes, I graduated. When Sarah McLachlan was very popular. How many albums does she have?
All of them. I don't know. But all the pets.
I can't keep track because they all sound the same. It's like Enya. Remember Enya? That was also very big.
Yes.
Very
time.
Big back in the mid-90s.
I think this was my class song. I'm not sure.
Oh, that's highly possible. And like a prom theme or two from the mid-90s, that too. Yeah. I'm Maggie Dawn. He's Brian Kelly. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We're taking a little bit of a light breath before I delve into what is, I think, indisputably the topic of the day. Earlier today, headline breaking, I believe the Washington Post had it, that President Biden had started to speak to one of his closest advisors, that he is weighing whether to continue in the race. That breaking news coming, from the New York Times at about 11 a.m. Eastern time this morning. We're going to get into that, the pros, cons, your opinions about whether or not President Biden should stay in the race. I want to put some structure around that because I think a lot of us are having really emotional responses to the question, because Joe Biden is indisputably a good man that wants the best for our country. He comes from a place of service. And so when a good man has served his country, as Joe Biden has done, it's challenging, I think, for many of us who love him or have feelings of love for this man, again, that has given so very much of himself in service to each and every one of us. But right now, we're just having a little bit of a light conversation. What are you doing this July 4th? Who are you doing it with? I also just spent an hour and a half with my three besties from high school. It made me think of, hey, Wonder if anybody was at a high school reunion this summer. This tends to be the time of the year when those are popping off. Wanted to know if you enjoyed those. So 855-757-8557-4842. Don from Milwaukee, what do you have to say this afternoon?
Good afternoon, Maggie. Thanks a lot for letting me express my opinion. This station is just a godsend. Anyhow, I'm going to give you a little bit of an earful here. You know, Democrats had this thing in the bag. And I'm telling you, you know, you got to fight fire with fire sometimes. For crying out loud, why are you Democrats even recognize giving this guy any relevance at all? Do you remember what Nancy Pelosi did with his State of the Union speech?
Oh, yeah, she was wearing white and she tore it up. Yep, I remember it well.
Right. So that's how the respect you give to this criminal that's attacked sexual. He's been convicted of sexual attacking a woman 3 weeks ago, found guilty of 34 counts. Look, he doesn't even want to recognize that Joe Biden is the president. Why are you guys even giving this guy a chance for a debate? You walked into a trap. He didn't answer any questions. The damn moderators didn't check him on facts. Trump didn't come there for a debate. He came there to defame President Biden. He came there to disgrace him and to get him all shook up and make him look foolish. And that's what was the plan. And I'm sure Joe Biden must have handlers. For crying out loud, I'm telling you, it's so frustrating. After he was convicted, the poll numbers start going towards Joe Biden. But oh no, you guys had to walk into this debate. Hey, why should you give a criminal even a chance for a debate?
Yeah, I hear you, Don. I hear the frustration. I hear the passion in your voice. I understand. I think, you know, it is a fair demand of the job. It should be a fair demand. It should be okay for us to say that we want a presidential candidate that can debate. And not just that can debate, but that can kick Donald Trump's butt because the man just spews garbage. It's either non-specific balderdash that basically doesn't make any damn sense, or it's lies. That's it. I want a presidential candidate that can, frankly, take that guy to the woodshed and leave him there. So I think there are some really hard questions that we've got to ask ourselves. But Brian, I don't want to forget. Can you fill in people a little bit about Earl Ingram, my colleague and yours, his interview with President Joe Biden? There was some schedule finagling. He has recorded it. He just talked to the president about an hour ago. Where can we expect to find Mr. Earl Ingram's interview with the president, as well as a couple of national news outlets going to be talking to Earl? I'm so glad to talk to him about his interview with the president. Fill us in, Brian.
Okay, so the president called in. We talked to the leader of the free world today here in this actual studio. It was pretty darn cool. The president sounded chipper. He was fun. And he spoke passionately about Milwaukee, which is kind of cool. Earl was great with him. They had a nice back and forth. I really enjoyed it. We're gonna go ahead and air it in the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow morning, on our air. The White House already put out the press release for it. We're looking at a couple of, like, I'm in the middle of responding to emails for more Earl coverage, but us and an interview in Pennsylvania were the first two to get, you know, a direct radio interview, which is pretty darn cool and pretty darn huge for this civic media network. It's really great to hear. And again, he asked him, I'm not going to give it away, but he asked him directly about his debate performance. And Joe Biden didn't pull any punches on that either. But he also made it clear what the actual goal is here, and whether if it hinges on a debate, we're done anyway. You know, yeah. I think it's going to be really cool. You're going to hear some teases from this. We're literally just breaking down the sound right now, so I can't necessarily tell you specifically how we're going to go and lay it out. But you will, absolutely know all about it. Stay tuned to your Civic Media app and the Civic Media Radio Network for more information. But I can tell you, we're going to air it in some form or another, 9 a.m. tomorrow.
So you're in the 9 a.m. hour. Yes, you're going to be able to catch Earl Ingram, the host of the Earl Ingram Show, the man who put me on the radio for the first time, the only reason I'm here. You're going to be able to hear Earl Ingram's interview of President Biden tomorrow in the 9 a.m. hour. Happy July 4th from Civic Media to each and every one of you.
I have a fun fact for you. This is not the first president that he's interviewed. He interviewed Obama back in 16, too. Or back in 08, Earl, I think.
Yeah, because Earl is the man. I love me some Earl Ingram. I know you do, too. Don't miss it. Earl and President Joe Biden tomorrow at 9 a.m. We're going to take care of some business real quickly. You're going to hear your farm update, and Brian and I will be right back. We're going to dive in the pro-con. Should Mr. Biden stay on the Democratic ticket or step down? When we come back here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752. 4842. Stay forever young. I don't know about you, Mr. Kelly. Welcome back, everybody. That guy's Brian Kelly, spinning and picking the great tunes, the guy that you do on a long-haul road trip. Good fun. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to jump into it, but hey, the phone lines are open. We're going to get into the subject of sort of the pro-con. What are the arguments for and against Joe Biden stepping back from the ticket? But you are welcome to call and share your thoughts on anything you'd like this afternoon. I have a lot of feelings. I'm very exhausted. I've been feeling a lot of things. And I thought everybody deserves a chance to get some things off your chest. So if you want to share, you've got an opinion, or you just want to talk about what you got going on this 4th of July holiday weekend, I want to hear about it. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let's go to the text lines. We're going to take a couple of callers. John from Menominee Falls has this to say. I feel like this is the best opportunity we've had in our history to get actual progressive representation in the White House. And Joe Biden running for office again is keeping that from happening. We don't just need him to win. We need him to get out all the progressives so that they vote for president as well as the down ballot races. Don't get me wrong. I think Joe Biden has done an awesome job. And I would vote for pretty much any other human being over Donald Trump, maybe even a dead one. But Joe's holding us back on this one. Thanks, John. I appreciate your input. Here's what Joe Biden is the most progressive president that we've seen in 25 years. Period. Full stop. That's a fact. I've been doing Joe Biden's top 100 every day. I talk about another area of Joe Biden's policies, things that he's accomplished in his first term, his proposals for his second term. Today, I'm going to talk a little bit about how Joe Biden has really returned a seriousness of purpose to U.S. foreign policy, and that is expressed in the budget. Budgeting is the thing that probably the fewest Americans actually understand how it happens in government. But the bottom line is that budgets are expressions of our values as Americans, as Wisconsinites, as people. And so getting into those details is really important. I'm going to do that today. Don't you worry. Also hearing from Jim from Appleton, I'm getting more than a little tired of Democrats undercutting Biden for one self-admitted bad day when Trump has had 21,900 bad days and will continue to have nothing but bad days. I agree with you, Jim. I think, again, I expressed yesterday my discomfort and some of my concern with this. I guess this is what I want to say, the simplistic knee-jerk reaction from some of the commentary at the political elites, the people that do nothing but pay attention to politics all day, saying, well, obviously Joe Biden has to step down. The relevant question is Joe Biden the guy that can get us a win in November? And if he is the man that can lead us there, we should all be eager to support him despite what was objectively a catastrophically bad performance in the debate. That's the bottom line. By any legal means necessary, note that I said by any legal means necessary, we need to defeat Donald Trump, period, full stop. Llama from Madison texting in, I'm going to celebrate my love of country by, I think, blowing up a few fireworks. Be careful out there. It's real dry, fire warnings and alerts on high. After this coming from a 920, a brand new texter. Hi, Maggie. After these terrible five business days, my dog Cash and I are camping in Leadville, Colorado all the way until Monday. Have a happy and safe 4th. I think I know who you are, texter. And I say happy 4th of July right back to you, my dear friend, Austin. Let's go to the phone lines, shall we, Brian? Let's see what people like have to say. Andrew from Detroit, what do you have to say this afternoon?
Hey, Maggie. Hey, Fancy. Fancy, you need to get up to New England. New England is beautiful. Originally from Rhode Island over here.
I lived in New Hampshire for 7 years, my friend. I lived in Nashua.
Good for you. Good for there you go.
Wicked.
Good for you.
It's wicked.
Wicked, man. Wicked. Wicked cool. Back to the topic. We had our chance to choose our Democratic president in the primary. He was chosen. Vote blue no matter who. But he should not debate again. You don't debate a liar, a convict, a thief. You don't do it.
Oh, we lost you, Andrew. Sorry about that. I agree with you. I've always wondered, like, what is the upside for Joe Biden to debating Trump? All it is basically just a complete, I hate to use the word again, Brian, we got to come up with a different word for fire hose, but it's just a fire hose of nonsense and lies and personal attacks. It's beneath the office of the president of the United States. And I just don't see what any upside is to debating Donald Trump. There just isn't any. Kurt from Madison, what do you got for us this afternoon?
I'm going to be honest. When I watched the debate, my heart went into my chest, down into my stomach, like I'm sure many others. But after a couple of days went by, and listening to those who with more calmer heads, because I didn't have my calm head on, I think I was able to filter out the noise. And when you sit back and you look at everything that has happened and has gotten done, there had to be a cold, a flu, a medication, something, because when you watch him in North Carolina, it's like, that's the guy I know right over there. So yeah. I don't think this is an on and off thing. And you know what? If Biden only worked 2 hours a day, that's 1,000 times more than Trump would ever work if he was the president of the United States. So I agree, and especially the general that was on Stephanie Miller's show, he really set me straight. It's like, stop being whiners. We don't retreat. Move full bore ahead.
Thanks so much, Kurt. I appreciate it. There's a couple of things that I want to tease out. If you've got an opinion, you want to share it. Should Joe Biden stay on the ticket? 855-752-4842. Here's what. If you were to have read a transcript of the debate, and that's all you could access, right? No video, no audio. There were some stumbles by Joe Biden, but the transcript tells a very different story. You had someone that was actually dealing with policy detail. You had someone who's telling the truth. You had someone who is demonstrably a good faith actor that cares about what happens to middle class families, like every single one of us here in the state of Wisconsin. That was indisputable. On the other hand, you had a liar who just spewed a bunch of nonsense, none of which is particularly actionable. That's what the story of the tape, if you will, would tell us. I also wanted to point this out. A dear friend of mine emailed me, and she reminded me of a few things. The first one, that we now know that President Ronald Reagan had Alzheimer's, active Alzheimer's, while he was a president. So, yeah. We also know that John F. Kennedy had Addison's disease. FDR was confined to a wheelchair. So what are we talking about? Let's be clear.
You're voting for an administration, not just one person.
That's absolutely right. And I've made this point before on the air. I made it last week at the Barrymore. When Donald Trump was running, all we heard from conservatives was, don't worry about it. It's not really him. He'll have a really good team around him. That same sort of understanding isn't extended because we have different standards for Joe Biden. We have different standards for Democrats. And I'm particularly sick of that. Again, I think a point made by one of our earlier callers, voters in primaries voted for Joe Biden. We just washed that away. That's not what we stand for. At the same time, there's this tension. If Joe Biden is in fact not in a mental place to do this job, we have to be honest about that. I'm not in the business of gaslighting anyone or denying facts. I think that needs to be shown every time Joe Biden can from now until November. That was an exception. That is not who he is. Of course, the track record here also matters. Joe Biden was doing fewer and fewer interviews over the last year, year and a half leading up to this. So he needs to unequivocally dispel any doubt. We also need to continue the polling. Let's go back to the phones here. Matt from Madison, you're on the show.
Hey, Maggie. Just a real quick thing I've noticed with all the people calling for him to step aside is, by and large, it's a lot of middle-class, upper-middle-class white dudes who will be 100% unaffected by a Donald Trump presidency. They can pretend they don't like it and everything like that, but these are not the people that are in danger. The people that are calling for Biden to step aside, Biden doesn't protect them. Everybody protects them. Biden protects the least of us, and those people are perfectly fine with Biden, right? Like, I like the Lincoln Project guys and everything, but every time I hear them or Adam Kinzinger call for them to step aside, I'm like, well, but are you really going to be harmed by a Trump presidency, bro? I don't think so.
I love that point, Matt. I often have to remind folks, hey, if you're speaking from a place of privilege, if you don't face risks every day in your life, be that not being able to make a rent payment or afford health care, if you're not crushed under student loan debt or credit card debt or medical debt, if you don't have to move through this country as a Black or Brown person or a member of the LGBTQIA community, if you've never been harassed or discriminated against, socially locked out, denied opportunities because of who you are, then you might want to ask some of those people what they think about Joe Biden and stop talking amongst yourselves, right? I, this morning, had a conversation with some friends. I define privilege as this: when you think something doesn't exist simply because you haven't experienced it. It's time we ask Black and Brown voters. It's time we ask people in the LGBTQIA community and women what they think about Joe Biden and his candidacy and the potential alternatives. Angie from Monroe texting in, I listened to the debate instead of watching it. It was much better for Joe, I believe. He answered all the questions. It was hard to watch because he was trying to concentrate. So let's re-listen. It's much better the second time around. Thank you, Angie. Appreciate it. Let's go to Joe from Madison. You're on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hey, Maggie, thanks for all you do, and I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, Joe, are you there? Joe, let's try one more time. Joe, are you there?
You bet. Thanks again, Maggie. I just wanted to thank you for all you've done in this last week, starting, you know, less than a week ago with your appearance at the Barrymore, and then just keeping you apprised of all of these changes and what it all means. You and Jim Santel are just absolutely invaluable to us. And I think what I wanted to say today was just how much we appreciate what you do. There was a person who called earlier to say you are a godsend. You know, this station is a godsend. Earlier, someone was talking to Todd Alba, and they said the show, the network, is a beacon. And I think on this July 4th, I just looked up Beacon, and I just wanted to say there's a place in New York called Beacon, New York, and it was because during the American Revolution, George Washington wanted to warn his soldiers of British troop movements, and so he ordered the construction of a line of log and brush pyramids through the highlands of New York and New Jersey, including this very high place, Mount Beacon, to alert the local militia of a potential invasion. And it was apparently these beacons could burn up to an hour, they could be seen 20 miles away, and at that time it was faster than a messenger could travel. I'm making a little leap here. Your station, your show is a beacon for us as we make our way through these rather dark times. And I, for one, am really appreciative. And I think as we're looking through this 4th of July, that's so fraught with sadness, I think, really real sadness about the Supreme Court decisions and what another Donald Trump presidency might mean to our country. Thank you again for all your work, and rest up and keep going, because we really need you. Thanks a lot, Maggie.
Joe, you're going to make me cry on the radio. I try not to do it. I really appreciate that. I take the responsibility seriously. I beg your forgiveness for the things that I get wrong and the moments when I lose my marbles on the air, but I will always keep burning. And I will always keep telling the truth as I see it. We're going to have to take care of a little bit of business. If you are on the line, stay there. We're going to go right back to the phones. I'll take some text messages as well. After these brief messages, I'm Maggie Dawn. He's Brian Kelly. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, where your voice matters. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Back in just a moment. Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. He's Brian Kelly. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got a lot of people with a lot to say. I'm going to read a couple of texts. We're going to go to the phones. Cam pointing out that conservative circles keep saying the Dems are threatening violence against conservatives. I have no idea where they're getting that from. Nuts. Amy from Madison saying that she's spending tomorrow at the July 4th parade. Her 97-year-old Antifa dad is the Grand Marshal. We have a big fight ahead. Let's go blue. Take your people with you to the polls. Stay hydrated, y'all. Thanks so much, Amy in Madison. Lama from Madison pointing out also during the debate, one of the greatest visuals was the crazy side eye that Joe Biden gave Donald Trump. It was simply fantastic. Couldn't agree more. Someone from the MDX pointing out on the 608 text line, that's a BS call. Everybody will be affected if Trump is reelected. Thanks so much for that input. What I'm saying is not that every single one of us won't be affected and affected in a really negative way unless you're a billionaire or a huge corporation CEO. Everyone will be affected, but the people that will be most affected, again, are Black and brown folks, the LGBTQIA community, women, immigrants, right? Whatever happens to those groups of people, yep, it ripples throughout our entire country, but folks in those groups often get it the worst. They have the most acutely negative impacts from someone like Donald Trump sitting in the Oval Office. With that, let's go to the phones. Emil, my good friend from Milwaukee, it's great to see your name on my call list. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Maggie?
Really well. What do you have to say this afternoon, sir?
Oh, man. It's been a sad, you know, week to say the least,
yes.
In several regards. And you know, I watched the debate, and initially, I had some of the reactions that folks had, but for me, it's always been very clear, given the threat they were faced with, I said, I will vote for a chair before Mr. Donald Trump, because the arguments about Mr. Biden, President Biden's age, aren't legitimate. The answer, I always tell people, the answer to an 81-year-old cannot be a 78-year-old for someone who says, you know, they care about age that much, right? Is it just logically, there's some logical fallacies, right? And the thing about this is, you know, I do believe that Joe Biden's handlers in this campaign have made some critical missteps. That debate never should have been about substance. It's harder for an 81-year-old who wants to talk about substance, you know, to not seem a little out of it. It's easier when all you have to do is lie and say BS and say whatever you want to say. You don't have to think about facts. You don't have to think about figures. You don't have to think about policies. You just can go out there. And I think that's what, if you're going to let him do that, because it's a lot easier. I know I have facilities with people with Alzheimer's and all that stuff. That guy doesn't have Alzheimer's. He's just old. Joe Biden is old. He's old.
Emil, I couldn't agree with you more. I'd love to have you back. Brian, let's follow up with Emil. That's attorney Emil Obviagere, my good friend and attorney out of Milwaukee. Couldn't agree with him more. In fact, Emil, I made those exact points about a debate strategy yesterday. Too much detail. It should have been Joe Biden calling him a felon and a rapist, which he is, and saying this is about democracy and the middle class. Let's go back to the phones. Brian from Iguanago, thanks for your patience, sir. You're up. What do you have to say this afternoon?
I got to say hi. Happy early 4th in case I don't say hi to y'all tomorrow. And Brian, thanks for the Breakfast Club flashback there. I wanted to call to say that I'm really frustrated over something that I'm guilty of doing in the past as well. And that's being apathetic and simple apathy because of the frustration over the status quo and feeling like your voice is never heard, even though I did eventually get off my butt to go out and vote and learn about candidates and who they stand for. But the part that I'm really frustrated about is the Reddit rabbit hole I went down yesterday, and all these people pulling their hair out, all up in arms about, you know, the two poor choices for president and this and that and whatever. And yet a lot of them are saying their solution to this is by not voting. And that,
Brian, you there? What Brian was saying, and I totally agree with him, is that the response to this, the pain, the dissatisfaction, our concerns, isn't to not vote. It's to vote. That is the only response here. To be adult, understand the gravity of the choice that is before us as Americans, and to do the responsible thing. There was only one good man on that debate stage, and his name isn't Donald. L.A. Tom, you're on the air. What do you have to say, sir? Tom, are you there? I think we might be having a little bit of challenge with the phones here, folks. Be patient with us. I think that's because so many of you wanted to call in.
I'm going to have to reset them in the off.
All right. So we're going to, if you are on the phones, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752, we're going to take a break at the top of the hour. Please give us a call back. We're going to reset our phones. You will be able to have your opinions heard because today is all about what you think. Your voice does matter to me, and it matters to each and every one of us. We need to be able to process this together because this moment is so very important. Let's try L.A. Tom again. Are you there, sir?
I am, Maggie. Maggie, first off, happy 4th of July. Hopefully it's not our last. Also, I agree with Chris that said that you guys are a beacon. I'm in California, and we don't even have the progressive media that you guys have now in Wisconsin. So be very, very thankful for that, Wisconsinites. But Maggie, you have been wonderful. You and I have been on opposite sides of different issues. But you know what? It's like, you're absolutely right. I want everybody, I challenge everybody to, one, get out and knock on 5 doors over this holiday season so you feel a little bit better about things, and get them out to vote for Joe Biden. Get them registered to vote. Second, watch The Handmaid's Tale. Because I'll tell you what, The Handmaid's Tale on Hulu gives you a little indication of what it is that it would be like for us LGBTQ plus people and women if you don't get out and vote for Joe Biden. That's not a threat. That's just, honestly, that's exactly the way the world is moving. And we need to really, really be aware, and we really need to not put our own selves in the grave or have someone come knocking on our door just because of the person that we love.
Couldn't agree with you more. Margaret Atwood, the author of Handmaid's Tale, has written some really prophetic work. If you haven't read it, you're not familiar, go check it out. I'm Maggie Dawn. He's Brian Kelly. We're going to take care of a little bit of business, everybody. News, weather, and sports are next. But I'll be back, and so will you, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My next guest will be Dr. Kristen Lierley. We'll take your calls with Dr. Kristen after the top of the hour. Stick with us, everybody. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.